Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the four freedoms. And to do so, I'm going to read to you a bit more scripture than I normally do in one of these daily devotionals. But there's nothing wrong with reading more scripture. I'm going to read to you from the prophet Micah, chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Listen to this beautiful description of God's work. Micah chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and peoples shall flow to it. Many nations shall come up and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken, for all people walk each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. I believe in those beautiful five verses, the prophet Micah lists four freedoms, which I would say are the birthright of every citizen of Christ's kingdom. First of all, freedom from ignorance, because he mentions he will teach us his ways. Then he talks about freedom from war, because he says, neither shall they learn war anymore. Freedom from want or deprivation, because he says, everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree. And then finally, freedom from fear, because no one shall make them afraid. So notice it. First, he said, he will teach us his ways. Micah saw the world streaming into Jerusalem to meet with the Lord God. It was a time when the world would take advantage of the wonderful offer of a real relationship with God. What a beautiful day that's going to be. Second, the prophet spoke of the time when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. This is the peace of enforced righteousness. There's no more war and no more need for swords, because the reigning Messiah will settle all disputes, and it says here, he shall judge between many peoples. Third, we read, everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree. This means that there will be prosperity and peace. For example, you could see that phrase used in 1 Kings chapter 4 and in 2 Kings chapter 18. Under the reign of the Messiah, the world will produce as it should have at the very beginning in the Garden of Eden, and man will not be allowed to starve other man. And then finally, the fourth freedom, no one shall make them afraid. Under the rule of the Messiah, the King, there is perfect peace and administration of justice on the earth. This fourth freedom grows out of the first three. When there is freedom from ignorance, freedom from war, and freedom from want, there is also true freedom from fear. These promises from Micah chapter 4 will ultimately be fulfilled when Jesus Christ reigns over this earth, and when he reigns in his fullness and in the ultimate way. But we can enjoy a substantial measure of these four freedoms right now, because there is certainly a sense in which Jesus Christ reigns now. We need to accept his reign, recognize his reign, and submit ourselves to the reign of Jesus Christ, Messiah the King. Today, His kingdom is at hand. It's as close as your hand, as Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. So receive the benefits of Jesus' kingdom today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.